Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-thru locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. You're tuned into Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are right on time with the weather today. Welcome Tristan and Frankie of the Juno Nordic Ski Club. Hi, Tristan.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, Frankie.
Hello.
How excited are both of you about the snow today?
I'm ready to go hop on my skis.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm keeping you inside. Sorry about that. Well, you guys actually requested this interview. How would you rate the ski season so far, Tristan?
I mean, we had an amazing November. You know, we were on skis, November 2nd or whatever day that was that we got first, that we got all that snow. And we had a little blip here with a warm weather window, but the snow's back and people are out skiing.
Yeah. Well, this should bring it up a level or two. And I know that today you guys wanted to talk to our guest about the Nordic Ski Club's upcoming events. So let's start with the weekend community races. And Frankie, would you like to tell us about those?
Yeah, I will, Shelley. I mean, what we have going is what we call our four skiable event series for 2020-21. And of course, all locations are to be determined, depending on weather and snow and community health, and they'll all be COVID relative and safe distancing as well. Most recently, we held our first waxing clinic. There's a few more to come, which we invite people to check out the whole list of our four skiable events on the Juno Nordic Ski Club webpage, which is jnski.org. So if you're listening along right now and you want to go look, that's the address. The first community race we have is this weekend on Saturday, and it's the Classic race and ski tour. And it's for the community as well as the two team groups that we have running this year, the high school and the middle school. Starting at 10:30 and probably finishing around noon, depending how fast people want to ski. And we think it'll be at the campground, pretty sure, I should say, because of this snow. Thank goodness.
Well, that's something to look forward to. Tristan, how are those middle school and high school ski teams shaping up?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, we have our high school and our middle school teams are, they're full. We have about, between the two, we have about almost, we have like 55, almost 60 skiers right now out on snow. I think the best part is that despite whatever the weather has thrown at us, they are out there, whether we're on skis or we're pole bounding while it's raining and we're waiting for more snow. So I think that this is it's an excellent time to have our first event or race of the season, because we're gunning to ski fast, so it's good timing.
So this Saturday is the first of the weekend community races, the Classic Classic. How many will there be this year and next year?
For the community ski races, we have 5 community ski races, which are every other Saturday, essentially. After that, we actually have a number of other events that are going on, like the Women Master Ski, which is a 3 event series to get women out in the evenings on skis and help booster their skills if they want, or just to meet some other women who are in the community skiing. And often you don't see each other because you're just skiing at your own time, but it's a nice way to make connections. We did it last year and we had a nice turnout. And we have, like I said, we have a couple more waxing fundraisers coming, depending on what's going on with the community and COVID. And if we can figure out how to make this work, we had a really wonderful ski some more for Strudel last year in February. And that was a great turnout. It's a very good family event. Come and ski around the campground and at skater's cabin. We had a fire. And we also had some food. We may not be doing food and we may still be doing social distancing. So it's always best to check our website, jnski.org. But there's additionally, there's some other events, the Border to Border, which has been occurring for quite a few years now, which is skiing all the groom trails in Juneau in one day. Lots of fun, lots of community activity there, people wearing costumes and just having a great old time at the end of the ski season.
When does that take place?
The Border to Border is basically March 6th this year. Again, it can be weather and snow dependent.
Mm-hmm, of course.
We might get a horrible meltdown, which would make us all cry. But if we don't get a meltdown, it's going to be March 6th. There's an all-day fundraiser as well, just the week before that, for the Juneau Nordic Ski Youth Program. And that's another one where the skiers, the youth skiers, go out and get support from various businesses and individuals in the community, which is a big part of how we're able to provide equipment at a low cost rate to the youth skiers. So yeah, we've got 5 community races, 3 women master ski, 3 waxing fundraisers, and 3 other large community events out there: Ski for Cold, Border to Border, and Buckwheat.
All right, and so jnski.org is the best place to find all the details about that, those upcoming races.
Yeah, that's the best place to find. We do have a Facebook page that is up to date as well. I just wanted to note this weekend's event, which is the Classic Classic, is really not just for the team skiers. It's a lot of fun to have some of us old timers show up in our old classic ski gear. If you have wooden skis left over, or you'd have skis with 3 pins and boots that work, great. If you actually have skis that have seal skin fur on the bottom for traction, wow, I think you'll win the race.
You know, all those are out there. Everybody, I'm sure those are all out there somewhere. So I hope they show up on Saturday.
It is amazing what shows up. Yeah.
Tristan, do you have any safety recommendations for participating in these events? I know they're all outdoors and it's going to be pretty easy to distance, even if a lot of people show up. Anything else that you would like folks to think about doing?
Yeah, that's a great question, Shelley. We do want folks to show up in masks. We have things coordinated so that the flow of traffic prevents people from kind of clumping up or crossing paths too much. So the best thing you can do is come with your mask, come with your 6-foot bubble, and just, you know that we are trying to, manage crowds and COVID as best we can. And it really takes a community effort to do that and personal responsibility. So, and people on the trails have been great about it, but just a friendly reminder that that's, it will be helpful if you can do that.
Yeah. I might add just to that, which is a great description of what's going to happen. It's new for us as well, but we have thought ahead that we will have separate start and finish areas for the event, so that often at a race, there'll be a start and finish line in the same place. And so that tends to be a lot more mixing. So we thought ahead and let's separate that, for instance. And we're also doing very small wave starts, so there's a lot of distance between the participants that way. So there are different times for people to start the different waves, depending what distance partly you want to race and what age you are.
Frankie and Tristan, thank you so much for being on the show today. And we've got a couple of inches of good motivation to get out and ski this weekend. So I'm really glad we got to talk today. Website seems like it's the best place to go if you want to find out about any of these races. And again, thanks again for being here.
Thank you, Shelley, for
Take
your time.
Care.
Thanks, Shelley.
Have a great time out there.